Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Time for the Junks to head out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We say good morning to Mark Ein, part of the Washington Commanders ownership group. He's here to give us all the skinny and details on the 2025 Mubadala City DC Open. It's not that far away, July 19th through the 27th, just 64 days away. Mark, thanks for coming on and joining us. We appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to be with you guys this morning.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so we got the
some big names coming
to
town.
We got the press. It's seven of the world's top 10 players are coming to Washington, D.C. this summer for the 2025 Mubadala City D.C. Open. This is an event clearly near and dear to your heart. You've been involved with it for several years. Talk about the 2025 edition that's not that far off.
Yeah, it's only a couple months away. Yeah, so we just announced the initial set of players who've committed. And as you said, it's seven of the top 10 players in the world, four of the top 10 women, and three of the top 10 men, plus all of our fan favorites. So on the men's side, there's Taylor Fritz, who's four in the world, Alex de Benar, and Lorenzo Musetti, who's an amazing player people love. And then Tommy Paul, who's 12 in the world. Our local guy, Francis Tiafo. Nick Kyrgios is back. Kei Nishikori's back. So great start to a men's field. On the women's side, number three, Jessica Pegula, whose dad happens to own the Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
Madison Keys, who won the Australian Open. Emma Navarro. And then Paula Badosa, who won our tournament last year. So it's a great start, and this is just the start. We'll have a bunch more to announce, but these are the initial commitments we have.
Mark, when did it start for you, your passion for tennis? We knew you grew up with Josh Harris, and you know he was a wrestler. When did, like, was tennis your number one sport as a kid? What did you play as a kid?
I was at, I think, 10 years old, I was a ball kid at this tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Josh and I actually grew up in Chevy Chase. My house was 10 minutes from the facility. And the highlight of every summer of my life was going and working at this tournament as a ball kid. Jimmy Connors, Eddie Dibbs, Guillermo Vilas. And, you know, we were on the court with them. We thought everyone was watching us instead of the players. But it just got my passion, and that's the sport I played. I was captain of the team at BCC, and it's kind of like the thing. It was my sport. I mean, as a fan, the two things I cared about the most as a kid were this tennis tournament and the football team. So it's been a great journey.
Mark, did Josh Harris ever try to get you over to the dark side of wrestling? Like when I was in high school, I saw the wrestlers. They would come into the cafeteria. They were wearing like the hefty bags, and they had bags under their eyes, and they're sweating. I was like, That doesn't look like a lot of fun. I understand it's a great pursuit. You have to be disciplined to do it. But I was a tennis guy like you, not as accomplished as you, but tennis to me, much more attractive than wrestling.
There is actually at some point, maybe not this morning, there's a funny story. He did try once in front of a bunch of people in an elementary school. So
right.
it was short lived, but there was that one try.
Yeah, so with this tennis tournament, how do you get the fans involved? You're really passionate. I think one of your greatest strengths is getting fans involved. Years ago at you did it at GW. Yeah. I brought my kids out. I still have two little rackets where you had fans playing with the players kind of beforehand.
Yeah. Yeah, that World Team Tennis, we did that first down at City Center, then down at the Wharf before the Wharf was built, and then we went TGW and then the roof of Union Markets. That was pretty cool. When you only have one court, you can do them in these really cool places. But then this tournament really was my passion. We took it over in 2019, and, you know, I would always go and say, this is a really big tennis event, but the fan experience, honestly, was really poor. There was nowhere indoor or air conditioned to go if you weren't a VIP. The food was really bad. Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing about tennis is it's a great experience. You're not just there for 2 hours. You'll come for 6 or 7 hours, and you'll come every day or a lot of the days. And so we completely transformed the entire experience, starting with building a bunch of beautiful indoor places for people to go, a tequila bar, a bar and grill, and with like amazing food. So we had 4 Michelin star chefs last year, if you want super high end food, but then like the best of DC burger and pizza and seafood and ice cream. And so it's like, I sometimes say it's now a tennis event and a food and wine festival, but it's like people come and it's the best way to spend a day. Interestingly, we've sold every ticket for the last 4.5 years. And the opening weekend, which is qualifying, where you see the people trying to get in the tournament, but you can see the best players out on the practice court, is usually something in tournaments that they like doesn't sell out. They give a lot of tickets away. For us, that's actually one of the first 2 days to sell out, because it's the first days. People are so excited to be back. Prices are a little cheaper and people are just soaking in the experience. It's all about soaking in the experience. And, it's been, we have an amazing tennis community with a long history here at this tournament, and the fans have responded unbelievably well.
Talking to Mark Guyon, part of the Commander's ownership, of course, and he's promoting the 2025 Mubadala City DC Open. When it comes to the players, and you just mentioned all the big-name players, okay, and there's a lot of big names, especially on the men's side. Is it easy to convince these guys to come? It's the middle of July, end of July, could be hot as hell in D.C. You know, it's a month before the U.S. Open, so I understand that they're kind of prepping for those. It's a couple weeks before the Cincinnati Open, which is a big one too. But is it hard to convince some of these big names to come?
It's such a good question. Before we got involved, they really used to pay, like they would pay a couple stars a ton of money to come. That was how they got people. I talked about all the investment we've made in the fan experience. We made a similar huge investment in the player experience, into their facilities, the food they eat, the gym, the 2 gyms they have on site, and then putting them up in a first-class hotel. All the players I just mentioned, they all reached out to us and said they want to come. And so that has also been transformed, and it really is a stop that people love. First of all, they love coming to D.C. One of the really interesting things is the European players, especially, who've never been to D.C., all fall in love with our city. And so they love being there. They love the experience. And it's a big part of that we've tried to do, is not just make it great for fans, but make it great for the players as well.
All right, speaking of the fan experience, I'm going to shift over to the Commanders. All right, we've seen some of these drawings, and I know it's not passed yet by the city council, but exciting news. Congratulations on what's happening with the stadium and RFK. Can you tell us like what you're shooting for, your goals for the fans experience? You know, we took a bunch of calls when the news broke about tailgating, and some people are worried about the future of tailgating and what it's going to be like. Can you kind of fill us in on the future?
Yeah, I mean, I think you guys have seen what the team's put out, and making this an extraordinary fan experience. It's like we've been talking about at the tennis, but one of the best fan experiences in football is you know, one of the top priorities. Thinking about it from the pregame to the postgame and the entire experience, again, interestingly, talking about tennis, about how you turn it into an incredible full day experience that you're excited about from beginning to end is sort of the mission. And, look, there's a lot of considerations and trade-offs you have to make, because also this has to be a thriving community every day of the year. I mean, that's really something that we feel passionate about. And obviously the city does too. And I think in the end, it's going to be one of the great sporting experiences going to that site when it's finally built.
So, Mark, at this point, are you more worried or confident about the D.C. Council having enough yes votes to approve that stadium build at the RFK site?
Honestly, I think that the merits of this are incredibly compelling. I think everyone's heard all the reasons that this makes so much sense. I think two things that I think maybe don't get quite as much attention. One is just that, the mayor, as part of this, insisted that we put a dome on it. And that was an interesting, thing in our mind, but that was a requirement. And because of that, we're going to be able to get the biggest events in the world. And like, I was co-chair of the bid to bring the 2026 World Cup to DC as a city. And basically, after we went through the process, they said, you can't do it at our current football stadium. It was before we were involved and before we had put some money into it. But they said, if you're going to bid for DC, you need to play in you have to bid with the stadium in Baltimore. And we ended up not getting the World Cup, which, by the way, comes with three teams staying here, all their fans, all this stuff, a massive missed opportunity. When we first got involved in the team, I was like, we gotta find a way to get Taylor Swift here. That'll make it. And she just wouldn't come to the current stadium. And you can go on and on and on. There's a Club World Cup this summer that's going on. There's just so many events. You heard Roger allude, no promises to a Super Bowl, but you did see the draft, which will be a million people. The catalyst for tourism at a time when the DC economy needs it most is this will be as big a catalyst as I can't imagine anything bigger. And so I think when people study all of it, they'll realize that the benefits of this are really, really significant, and something that should happen.
Yeah, because we've all seen the way that Navy Yard, I mean, we're broadcasting a few blocks away from that, the Wharf, right. Other spots. So you feel like this RFK site's just going to go above and beyond even what's happened down here near Nationals Park.
Such a great point. I mean, I remember I actually owned the land under the DC United Stadium before it became the stadium. And I mean, I used to go down there. It was a salvage yard and an abandoned, and it wasn't abandoned. It was an old warehouse. And that's what everything was like. And now you go down there and it's the most, heavily populated new residential area in the city. And then you mentioned the Wharf, and absolutely that's modeled. And this has a potential to be, I think the size is 4 wharfs. If you just think about over a long period of time what this can be, both for the residents as a community, but then again as a magnet for tourism. And if you think about it, this really is an intentional strategy for the mayor. As the D.C. economy is shifting, as federal government may get a little bit smaller and there's a multiplier effect, lean into what your strength is. And tourism, D.C. is one of the most popular tourist destinations in America. So create things that create more tourism, more dollars coming from out of town, more jobs for people. And a stadium like this is going to be an extraordinary catalyst for all that economic activity.
Talking to Mark Ines, bringing the Mubadala City DC Open back to DC with 7 of the top 10 players in the world playing tennis here in DC. Mark, the last time I actually saw you in person was my buddy was huge into Overwatch. And this was right before COVID. And you had an event. You were talking about the Wharf at the Anthem, and I couldn't believe how packed and lively it was for Overwatch. Do you still have that team?
Yeah, no, that was a COVID. I mean, that was a big league. By the way, Bob Kraft owned the New England team, Comp Ryan Roberts owned the Philly team, and on and on and on. The Wolves were involved. It was a lot of crossover with major sports. And you saw, it was like a you've stepped into a science fiction movie with like 5,000 screaming people watching 19-year-old kids play video games on a big screen. But it never made it. It never kind of made it back through COVID.
Gotcha.
So the league kind of went away. But that was a great experience, and I learned a lot. I learned a lot about that generation of fan, actually, and what matters to them. In fact, the guy who runs that now works on our tennis. Has been really helpful in connecting us to that generation for our tennis tournament.
Mark, just kind of getting back to the stadium issue, I think it's going to happen too. I know there's only a few votes away, but I'm sure you're probably very confident that it will go through and it'll end up being there. But if it doesn't, let's just say it doesn't happen, and maybe it's a very small percentage chance that it doesn't happen. What's plan B?
Let's just stick to plan A.
Okay, all right.
I don't want to, like, people have said we really did have a lot of options here and a number of good options. This was the one that we were all from the beginning the most excited about, and we really do think it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
If for some reason didn't happen, there's obviously, you know, you always have backup and contingencies, but we're really focused on plan A.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, how much fun was it for you, the playoff run? I loved seeing, you know, the owners out at the bars with the fans, and then even after the loss, you guys, you know, shaking the hands of every player. How much fun was that ride at the end of the season? You know, the 5-game winning streak at the end of the regular season, then obviously the playoff run.
Yeah, I mean, obviously on a personal level, it's unbelievable. And we talked about the fact that, like, I was that little kid. You know, I went with my dad. We got tickets, finally, season tickets that we bought from someone, section 320, row 5, seats 19 and 20 in the end zone at RFK. And so I lived this as a kid, and it meant so much, and then to be part of it again. But actually, even more meaningful, and I really mean this, is just as I go around town, how happy it's made so many people and how much excitement is back. And it's like there's so many people who care so deeply about this team, who have forever, who were really distraught, unhappy, disappointed for so many years that they didn't have a team they could be proud of that, you know, did well. And now just to see our whole community lit up again about this team, that's the best feeling in the world.
Mark, we really appreciate the time. People should go to MubadalaCityDCOpen.com for all the event information. It's July 19th through the 27th. All of your ticket information is there. Yeah. Go out and support a great tennis event here in D.C. Seven of the world's top 10 players are going to be in D.C. And as Mark mentioned, more to come in the next few months.
Thanks, guys. Hey, can I get you guys? You guys got to come out and see it.
I definitely love to. We'd love to. Definitely.
Yeah, seriously, you got to. And one of the things I'd just say is, like, the other thing is, when people who haven't been to pro tennis, especially even in just recent years, as close as you get at our tournament, they are blown away by how athletic the players are, how fast it is, like what they do with the ball. It's really, I love to see people who haven't been in a long time, or maybe has never been, experience tennis up this close. So hopefully you guys will come, and then we'll get a chance to talk about it after.
Definitely. Definitely. Thank you for the invite.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks for the time, Mark. We really appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Right, that was Mark Ein. He's part of the Commanders ownership group. And of course, one of the driving forces behind the Mubadala City DC Open.
I'm guessing EB doesn't have a lot in common with Mark Ein.
Okay.
Mark Ein went to the Wharton School of Business,
right?
Harvard degree,
yeah.
Worth millions upon millions of dollars.
It's a pretty good resume.
Part owner of the Commanders.
Yeah.
But both ball boys at the same tennis tournament back in the day.
That is true.
Hey, we should see if we can get, like, Drab or myself or Mar to be a ball boy.
Oh, to Lock, we should do that. Mike Mar would fit right in.
That would be so sick.
That'd be great.
A ball boy for, like, the Kyrgios match and have him yell at you.
That'd be fantastic. Throw a tennis ball right in your Bozak. That'd be fantastic. Hmm. All right, coming up next, I believe we're going to get a live update from One Drab T-shirt, who is undergoing the first part of his hair restoration as we speak. We'll get a live update from him next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, right back to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Believe Drab T-shirt is on the horn to give us an update on his hair restoration, which I believe started at 6:30 a.m. So he's been undergoing the procedure for about 2 hours now.
Does he feel like a new man already? Drab, do you feel like a new man?
I'm on my way. Good morning, fellas. How are we doing?
What's up?
Confidence raised?
Confidence is high.
Yeah, I'm super chill right now because I got a Valium about 90 minutes ago. First one of my life, so I'm a little loopy, so I apologize. But I feel good, man. We're making good progress. It's an all day event. Not gonna lie. So we got in here early, so I could call you guys. We've taken out about 500 of my donor grafts from the back of my head. We're gonna pull 3,000 of those out, and then we're gonna put them in after lunch today.
Okay, so you're about 1/6 of the way there. That's a lot of work.
Yeah. By the way, I feel a little silly calling in talking about my cosmetic procedure after Jason's last couple days.
Oh, his cancer scare. But,
he has bandages.
I hope he's doing okay.
We're both getting through it, buddy.
Yeah. Jason's a little more serious, probably.
Yeah, just a bit. Just a tad.
Also, from Mark Ein to Drab T-shirt.
two most famous bald guys in D.C.
And tennis titans as well. Yeah. Just tennis, go on the Mount Rushmore.
And tennis lovers, yeah.
So, Matt, what time did you actually have to be there today?
I got here. He told me I screwed up last night. I'm just a terrible patient. I can't believe I'm texting the doctor at 10 o'clock at night because I forgot to pick up my medicine that you had to pick up for them to do the procedure. So I'm going to CVS last night at 11:30 p.m.
Wow.
Picking this thing up. I'm watching Knicks Pacers on my phone. I went to bed, I think, at 1 a.m. Woke
you
up
and JP,
brief-
both yeah, at 1 a.m.
Same thing.
Well, it was too good to turn off.
Yeah.
And I woke up at 3:50 and made my way over here via Uber.
Wow.
Is there
home.
Any pain involved? I know that you're taking the Valium. Do you still feel like slight pricks or anything?
Well, not anymore. I got 10 shots? 10 shots in the back of my head. That
wow.
did not feel great.
Jeez.
10 local anesthetic
Yeah, but you know what? Drabby, small yeah. price to pay
small
for
price.
A beautiful head of hair. Which
it
is
was what? About two. It was 2 minutes of me squeezing the life out of these stress balls that he put in my hand.
Okay.
Now, it sounds like the doctor is right there by your side.
Yeah.
Is the doctor feeling super confident? Can we hear from the doctor?
Yeah, yeah, I'll put him on. I think he's feeling confident. I've heard him say, "Wow, that's a lot of hair in the donor area" a few times. So I think he's excited. I'll hand the phone over to him. This is Dr. Doug Burka. Hang on.
All right.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, Dr.
Burka. It's impressive that you're going to be changing our producer's life here. I did look at some of the before and after pictures that you have on your website. Where does Drab fall in the scale? Because some people look like they had greater challenges than others.
Yeah, there's no question. So, I mean, we see everyone from the 20-year-old who lost two hairs on the front of his head and he's losing his mind, up to guys like Cakes who are bowling ball bald.
Yeah.
So, Drab's is down in the middle. His hair's not nearly as bad as I thought.
Wait a second.
I've never heard that.
Cakes and Drab aren't that different.
Well, I've never seen Cakes in person.
Okay.
But Drab's actually his, the hair on the sides of his head is what we call the lateral humps.
Okay.
It's creeping up, and so there's actually not a huge amount of head. Plus, he's got a relatively small head, which is a little bit of a blessing and a curse. It means less hair to move from the back of his head, but there's not a whole lot of area that we need to fill up on top of his head.
So okay, good.
I've done a lot worse than Drab's.
Wow.
So now his after. 6 months, I mean, you can't guarantee it, but 6 months from now, a year from now, will this be flowing hair that he can comb and put gel in?
Yeah, so we're focused on the front of his head today. So our goal today is to sort of fully fill in the frontal half to frontal third of his head, just depending upon how many grafts we get by the time we're done. But the goal is kind of fill in the front of his head. He may need a touch-up a year from now. He may need a second procedure for mid-scalp or crown. But we're doing some other stuff to try and get his mid-scalp to grow on its own, as well as his crown. So it may be one and done. He may need a second procedure. He may even need a third procedure. But yeah, it'll start growing between 3 months and 6 months, and then you'll see the full results between 6 months and 1 year.
Dr. Burka, I need your medical bona fides because I went to the bastion of higher education known as Towson State University. Where did you go to undergrad? Where did you go to med school?
Yeah, so I went to undergrad at WashU in St. Louis, and then I went to med school just right up the road at GW.
That checks all the boxes. I think we're good.
Yeah.
Kicks always ask the bona fides.
Yeah. I have to know these things. I have to know the doctor's background.
Well, Drab was telling us you're a listener of the show, right?
I am.
You're a listener of the show. Now, you've clubbed Cakes.
No, that's fine.
But
it's
if Drab has success, I will tell you this. I went, you know, I was in Cakes' wedding years and years ago.
Yeah.
Back then, you know, 25 years old, you could tell he was doing the Caesar, like pushing the hair forward, and eventually had to punt. But he still has plenty of hair on the side.
Yeah.
And he has a pretty thick neck beard.
I do.
So if you have success with Drab, could you take, like, neck beard hair and then put that on top of Cakes' head? Because he, one point in his life, wanted that hair.
Yeah, so we can. I am more than happy to see Cakes, and we'll take a look. I know you shave it all the time, so it's hard to tell when you shave it on monumental sports. Yeah.
Take off your hat right now.
Really,
I mean, show the cameras.
I haven't shaved in a while, Doc. This is embarrassing.
I mean, I don't know if you have the TV on right now, but
yeah, he's got a lot on the sides.
He's got a lot on the sides.
Yeah, in the back
potentially. So we can also use body hair. We've done chest hair. We've done back hair. We've done arm hair. We've done leg hair. You don't want to put arm hair, body hair, all that stuff on your hairline.
Pube hair?
Then it just,
yeah.
you can. I've had patients ask for pubes before. It's a little strange to me because then you got pubes growing out of the top of your head.
Valdez was requesting one of his went into Drab's procedure.
Yeah, did Drab give you the pube I gave him to implant on your head?
He did not. We've still got time. You could call Uber and ship over a vial of pubes for us.
Just one.
I think it's the greatest emasculating thing you could do is have another man implant a pube on another guy's head, on a friend's head.
Hey, if we get the hair, we'll use it. So you wouldn't want pubes coming out of the front of your head, but on your crown, mid-scalp, where it's hidden in the rest of it, you can take hair from anywhere.
Will Drab be gray? If Drab gets a full head of hair, like the hair that you're harvesting, will he have gray hair? Or is it going to be like nice, flowing brown, chestnut brown autumn hair?
So it depends upon what the hair is where we took it from. So he's got a few grays on his head. But if the hair that I'm taking from the back is a gray hair, then it'll grow gray in the front. If it's a dark colored hair on the back, it'll grow dark in the front. So it really just depends upon what the hair is in the back. And the procedure we did on him a couple days ago, which is called TED, which is an ultrasound procedure, one of the serum factors that we use when we do this TED procedure actually helps convert the gray hairs to dark colored hairs.
Ooh, I might be intrigued with that.
This is
Dr. Burka from the Maine Center for Advanced Hair Restoration. When did your passion for hair begin? Because Drab told us that you were into emergency medicine for a while, and it looks like you did a residency at Vanderbilt. And how did you become a hair guy?
Yeah, so I did a combination of emergency general surgery and trauma and hair for about the first 10 years of my practice. And then after that, just kind of decided I'm a little tired of taking care of patients at 3 o'clock in the morning. And there's really no hair emergencies. I still do the emergency general surgery on the side just to kind of keep my skills up. But hair, most of my patients are really, really grateful. And you can change people's lives giving them a full head of hair. So
very cool. Very cool. So let's get Drab back on.
So real quick, when will this procedure be completed today?
Yeah, it depends how the morning goes, but we should be done probably 3:30, 4 o'clock this afternoon.
That is all day.
So, that is, yeah.
All day procedure, yep, for sure.
Excellent. Well, it's nice meeting you, Dr. Burka. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, buddy.
Good talking to you guys.
Yeah, good talking to you,
too. Thanks, Doc. Drab.
How you guys feeling?
You're in very capable hands, it sounds like.
I mean, cakes always grills guys for their bona fides.
I have to ask these things, Drab.
That's important. Yeah, believe me, I was looking at the diplomas on the wall the first time I walked in here.
Of course.
Hey, Drab, what's for lunch?
Right? He said that's the most important question of the day. It's all up to me. There's a whole staff here, and I get to pick the lunch. So, I saw a taco place down the street. Maybe I'll go with that.
Okay.
I don't know. Papa John's, that's all Papa. I don't know.
It's
my day. It's my day, guys.
It is your day. You should get to choose lunch. I mean, you're undergoing a day long procedure.
How did the family take this? You said that you told Sarah kind of last minute. Do your kids know what's going on?
I just told them I was going to see the hair doctor. But I'm not going to see him for a couple days because tonight is the most important night. I can't get too excited. If Anthony Edwards scores 50 points, I got to keep it together. I can't be jumping up and down. I got to sleep, sitting up, because tonight is the night where they could fall out if I move around a bunch or I'm rolling around. So
can you actually sleep sitting up? That's a challenge for a lot of people.
Well, I get to lean back a little bit, I guess, but we'll find out. I don't know.
EB sleeps sitting up during commercial breaks during half the show.
I see EB fall asleep a couple times a week.
Right. So when you say sleeping sitting up, you don't mean in a chair. You just mean with propped pillows.
No, I can like recline like a lazy boy.
Right. Okay.
But I can't. I just can't lay in a bed with one pillow.
Oh, that would suck.
Yeah, you'll be. Okay.
I couldn't sleep that way.
That risks the hair loss.
Yeah.
I don't want them to fall out. They're going to be loosely placed in there for a couple days.
You don't want Dr. Burka's work to all go up in smoke just because you had to get one good night's sleep.
I could see Drab. So determined to not have any hairs fall out.
Sleep
standing up.
I could try it like a vampire or something.
Yeah. All right, good stuff, man. Congratulations. Exciting news. It sounds like it's going to be, the payoff is still way down the road.
Yeah.
But but you're harvesting the hair.
This is the first step.
We're harvesting the hairs. I'll put it on my Instagram if you want. If you're maybe queasy, maybe don't check out my Instagram. Drab T-shirt. And if you guys want, I can call in tomorrow. I'll give you a quick update about how the afternoon went.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds definitely. Good. All right, man. Enjoy,
all right, guys. Have
enjoy
a good,
that lunch.
Rest of the show.
And we'll talk to you soon. That's Drab T-shirt. All right, later. Checking in. Just started on the hair restoration. He's 2+ hours in. It's a long procedure.
Hey, you know this.
6:30 to 4:30.
I've never had the issue, and Jason's really never had the issue of losing hair. Mm-hmm. But you know, when you first start losing that hair and that hair is receding, and I most remember our boy Stumper.
Yeah.
I don't remember you necessarily being traumatized by it, but there's that period of time where you start seeing it go back, and you definitely started doing the push.
Yeah.
And eventually, I don't know what age, maybe like 32, you were like, I just got to shave it.
I think it was... I can't remember where we were, but I think we were on some sort of junkies road trip where I had like an epiphany where I just looked in the mirror and I looked at my hair and I said, well, I've lost the battle.
Right.
The battle has been lost.
Yeah.
And then I just shaved it down. I said, I'm no longer going to do the comb over or the comb forward.
Right.
It's just get rid it just of looks it. Terrible.
Stop faking it.
I've got a big round head, so the shaved head actually works.
But it's
so.
I mean, you've handled it well, but I remember with Stumper, him putting this, he was like 22, 23 years old, and he's putting this cream in his hair and just doing everything. This guy, Dr. Burke, he's changing lives.
He is. Good is for him. Him.
No, no, no.
I thought it was him. Yeah, I'm starting to notice my hair, it's slight, but receding on the front of my head. And I wear hats all the time, so obviously you can't see it on.
We should have asked them, like, what's the first sign of hair loss? Mm-hmm. Like, is there a specific spot it usually goes first?
Yeah.
I'm thinking right back here.
I always
here.
Hear that you can, in your shower, like, if you start seeing some hairs,
you see some extras
off in your shower, then you're in trouble.
Well, wasn't it always like your mom's dad, if he was bald, you'll be bald?
I don't buy that because sometimes I know brothers from the same parents.
My grandfather on my mom's side, he was bald. Yeah. And I'm not bald.
You are not.
So I don't have that issue
right.
genetically, but I can definitely tell it's starting to recede on the front.
Yeah.
I don't want to show you boys right now.
So that was the latest update from the Drab T-shirt.
All right, good. So I'm not the only one.
So maybe we'll get an update from Drab tomorrow as to how the procedure is going. Don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock, Kevin McCarthy joins us. He will review Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, in theaters this week.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Happy Bitcoin Pizza Day to any that celebrate. So 15 years ago today, a Florida computer programmer named Laszlo Hanyecz, he called up the local Papa John's, and somehow they accepted Bitcoin for payment. Uh-huh. So he bought two pizzas 15 years ago today with 10,000 Bitcoin.
Oh.
Okay.
What would that be worth now?
The Bitcoin that he used to purchase those two pizzas, which you could have paid, I don't know, $15, $20 in cash and gotten two pizzas. He used 10,000 Bitcoin instead. Today, that Bitcoin is worth over $1.1 billion.
Oh, I'm surprised he can you didn't imagine, off himself.
I mean, I don't know what's become of him in the years since.
He might have had some really good pizza cakes.
Pizza worth $1.1 billion? There's,
electronic money.
What's each coin now? Is it 100?
It's over 110 per coin. Per Bitcoin.
I'm so pissed that I sold mine. I didn't have one coin. I only had a portion of
a coin. That's okay. I mean, a lot of people now are just buying little bits and pieces of Bitcoin. They're not buying.
Yes, right. You can't. Total it's coins. Not like you can afford
That's a
to
hard
buy.
Thing to do.
Correct.
I did the same thing you did, Jason. We bought. It was high at the time.
Then and
then it started
it dropped,
tanking.
And I said, oh, I got scammed.
And we got out.
And I got out.
Yeah.
Who cares?
And I put the money that I sold the Bitcoin with.
Yeah.
Your boy Bikey Bots helped me do it.
Okay. Into what was the next investment?
I put it into a betting account. And I can't remember what. I can't remember which site it was. Or,
right.
But that's what I used it for.
Oh, you're doing okay.
I purchased $8,000 worth of a Bitcoin. So whatever it was at the time.
Right.
And it dropped in a couple of days.
Right. You said, I can't
down
stand
to,
these
down
swings.
To about 3,000.
Right.
I said, I just lost $5,000 in 2 days. I'm going to lose it all.
Right.
I got scammed. So then that's where I dumped the $3,000 into a betting account.
Right. All right. So it's Bitcoin Pizza Day for anybody that's into that sort of thing.
That is crazy.
So can I get free pizza somewhere?
I don't think so. Not that I know of.
You can at Lido and
it's just the anniversary of the purchase of two pizzas from Papa John's using 10,000 Bitcoin. Basically paid $1 billion for two pizzas.
Cakes, are you a little jealous of Drab? With the
Jealous
hair restoration.
Of him getting his hair done?
Yeah. I think he's past it.
I think so too.
I'm pretty much used to just like being bald.
Yeah.
I mean, at first it sucked. It sucks for every guy that deals with it. I mean, there's millions of guys that deal with it. But I've grown used to it. But I'll be honest, if Drab T-shirt in the next 6 months to a year comes in here with flowing, beautiful hair, I mean,
you might do
it. I might be tempted to.
Yeah. That's a long procedure, though.
I mean, because you preferred hair when you had the ability to have hair.
There's not a guy on the planet
right.
that's balding or bald at this point. And as Dr. Burka said, I'm bowling ball bald. I guess I'm close to that. Of course, guys always prefer hair. Nobody prefers to be bald. You're lying to yourself if you say you prefer to be bald instead of having a nice head of hair.
And you're always complaining about that caricature at the Palm. Because
it's fine. I've kind of gotten over it. Now, would I like to just spray paint over the horseshoe ball, a male pattern baldness spot? Yes. Or if I go see Dr. Burka, maybe just repaint me with a full flowing head of hair.
What was he saying about the gray hair? That perks my ears. I haven't, you know, I bought something that's supposedly gray hair reversing,
okay,
like science. I haven't used it. It just sits in my drawer because I need to commit to like spraying it once a day.
Huh. It sounds like the doctor has like a real legitimate way of
right.
turning your gray hair darker. I would certainly look into
you
that.
You see online for all these, there's like shampoo bars yeah. that claim to do it.
Don't fall for those scams. This guy's a real legitimate doctor. Like, you got to go through him. Not some infomercial you see on TV during the breaks here. It's probably not the best idea.
I wonder how long it's going to take for us to kind of recognize that he had the transplant.
Half a year.
Is it really 6 months?
Well, I mean, we can maybe recognize that they did something, but yeah, for yeah. him to have the results, the
actual, yeah.
he said six to 12 months.
Speaking yeah. of results and being noticeable, everybody's noticing that Jaden Daniels looks jacked at practices. And
I wouldn't say jacked. Like, he doesn't look like Marvin Harrison Jr.
Okay, maybe not to that point. But,
it does look like his arms have gotten a little bit bigger.
He's definitely been in the weight room. He's definitely trying to bulk up a little bit.
I didn't notice his body necessarily being thicker, but it looks like he's definitely done some
curls.
His
arms and shoulders definitely look bigger.
He does.
He looks a little thicker. And look, if you're going to deal with the rigors of an NFL season, you need to have some extra muscle, some extra mass. You're going to lose some of that during the season.
He definitely does.
Not going to have as much time to work out and lift and take care of your body in season as you do out of season.
But he's always going to have basically the same body type for his entire career. Tall and thin, and
tall,
fast.
Thin, fast, wiry,
yep.
super athletic.
Yep, he will.
Super twitchy.
But you can definitely tell in the arms, no doubt.
Got to get on his workout plan. My arms are a bit flimsy. Valdez, you can give me a program.
All you can do is do curls. When's the last time you did curls?
Curls? I mean, good question.
I mean, you're acting like you need a program. When is the last time you did this
curls,
with the weights?
I mean, it's probably been 10 years.
Yeah, well.
There's been some deterioration.
Isn't it kind of crazy? We were talking to Ross Tucker about it, about the last four games in the Commander schedule are all division games. That's kind of nuts.
I don't know that I love them being so backward.
Yeah, and he doesn't like that. And he made a good point.
Like one or two in the last month, okay, but all of your division games are to close out the season.
I've noticed that's
becoming extreme.
It's becoming a trend in the NFL.
Yeah,
four of the six. Yeah,
where they like kind of front load, like within the first 5 weeks, you'll have one or two division games,
right?
And then they'll backload the entire schedule with your division games.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And of course, one's on Christmas Day.
Yeah, Cowboys here.
The Cowboys here on Christmas Day at 1 o'clock. But to play Philly in week 16 and 18. And like you said, it's a possibility that you play them in the first round of the playoffs. It's possible.
It's entirely possible.
So you could play them three times in 4 weeks?
Yeah, I don't love that.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people would.
Unless the Eagles are beat up and missing a bunch of players. Well, then you would like it.
But if you look at last season, week 11, they were at Philly. Week 12, they played Dallas.
Yeah.
Then they had Tennessee and the Saints. Then they had Philly again. Then they had the Falcons, but then they closed with the Cowboys. So they had you know, four division games in the last 6 or 7 weeks.
Yeah,
last
season. Yeah, but this is four division games in the last 4 weeks.
Yeah.
I'd like to see
high stakes.
I'd like to see how many teams are playing each other within the division, you know, four times in the last month.
Getting back to this picture of Jaden Daniels, not only do you notice his arms are noticeably bigger, I respect his dedication to the beanie game. I mean, it's mid to late May, and he's rocking a beanie out at Commander's Park during practice.
Yeah.
It's not a Dan Quinn baseball hat. He's got the full-blown beanie in May. For him, beanie season, 12 months
12
a year.
12 months a year, yep.
Love it.
I got to get that bucket hat.
You got to get the bucket hat?
I got to get the bucket hat for golf.
I think you need it.
I have a bucket hat. You had a bucket hat. We were there the last time that all of us went to the Wizards game together. It was Wizards bucket hat.
That is true.
I don't remember.
Do you remember?
That. I don't.
You might need a little bit bigger bucket hat.
I do.
Covers more.
I'm going to have to go over to golf.
More surface area.
Like Matt was saying, I'm going to have to go over to golf them and get that. Now, I can't play for 10 days.
Yeah.
But once I get back out there in a couple weeks, I'm not messing around.
Nor should you.
Yeah.
You got to take it seriously.
If you haven't seen the picture of Jaden, if you think he's bigger, I've put it on our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio. Give us a follow. there and also on our Twitter page at Junks Radio.
Coming up next, we'll be joined by Kevin McCarthy. He'll give his official review of Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.